Tenstopet is a restaurant and a legend. It was founded in 1867 as a billiard parlor by the sergeant Sven Gustav Hergberg at Fredsgaten 9 in the Rosenbad Quarter. At the time, so-called Schweizerias were fashionable, and the restaurant was soon renamed to Rosenbad's Schweizerie, even though no confectionery items were served. In 1891, the Schweizerie was sold to the engraver and engineer brewer Axel Santessen, a member of the Santessen family known for their tin casting. He decorated the establishment with many beautiful tin pieces, earning it the nickname Tenstopet, literally, the Tin Stopper. Its proximity to the Royal Academy of Fine Arts, located across the street, attracted many artists and art students, making Tenstopet their regular haunt. In 1893, Stockholm City Savings Bank purchased the plot and the building where the Schweizerie was situated with plans to demolish it and construct a modern bank palace. Consequently, the restaurant moved in 1895 to Vertugatan 8, then called Stora Vertugatan, in the Hagen Quarter, in the Klarakvarteren district, right in the midst of an environment increasingly characterized by newspaper offices and bohemian culture. The name Tenstopet became official. Clubs were formed among journalists and artists at Tenstopet. One of them, Club & Axlan, published its own humorous newspaper called Tenstopet et Midnatsblad. The paper was printed in 50 copies and first came out in 1898. Santessen's successor, O. Johansson, attempted to rename Tenstopet to Restaurant och Café Monopol, as Hotel Monopol was in the same building. However, the name change was unsuccessful, and the restaurant went bankrupt. The new owner, Thorsten Videlius, purchased the bankruptcy estate for 22,000 kroner in 1904 and reverted to the old name, adding Kalaren, the cellar. Tenstopet, along with the Café Tusta Mari, became a gathering place for journalists from the newspaper offices in the surrounding Klarakvarteren district. Artists now mingled with newspaper people, writers, and poets. Among the regulars were Slas, Beppe Wolgers, Cornelis Vreeswijk, Pär Radström, Lars Forssell, Wilhelm Mobury, and Fritjof Nielsen Piraten when he visited Mobury in Stockholm. Ivar Harry, the first editor-in-chief of Expressen, had his own table. The regulars even had their own order, known as the Commander of Tenstopet. Thorsten Videlius passed away in 1920, and his widow sold the restaurant to one of the partners in the wine merchant firm Grundstedt and Company. The next owner was Gunnar Wiberg, who took over Tenstopet in 1953. He was a trained sommelier, including in France, and further developed the establishment. As before, surströmming, fermented herring, was a culinary highlight of the year, and traditional Swedish dishes held a prominent place on the menu. He decorated the restaurant's premises in the style of English pubs, and introduced darts, a popular pub game. With the extensive transformation of the city, Tenstopet was once again forced out of its premises in 1965. However, Gunnar Wiberg didn't give up. The entire interior was packed up and stored until they found a new location in Vasaltan on the present-day Dalagaten 50 that same year. There, they recreated the old Tenstopet as faithfully as possible. For example, they successfully moved the old restaurant sign that read Kalaren Tenstopet, restaurant, with a tin stopper on top. In the dining room, you can still find the old semi-circular sign from the main entrance on Fredsgaten that reads Schweizerie Tenstopet. Wiberg sold Tenstopet in 1971 to Broob Gerard, whose daughter Monica and son-in-law Gunnar Ekdahl have been running the place ever since. IB agent Donald Forsberg revealed in Expressen in 2009 that he used to sit and surveil Arne Lembeck, Jan Guillou, and other journalists at Tenstopet. Soviet spies allegedly attempted to recruit new agents there. Guillou was indeed approached by the KGB in 1967, but it was not here at the restaurant but at the Soviet embassy.